Today is Wednesday, August 28th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Thoughtful Day. It's also National Sport Sampling Day. It's National Bowtie Day, National Power Rangers Day, National Cherry Turnover Day, excuse me, and National Red Wine Day. I don't know who it, someone says, or I've heard at some point in the past, that cherries and red wine go together. Or maybe it was a recipe that had cherries reduced in a red wine. I don't know. I feel like there was like a red wine cherry recipe, but it made a sauce that you put on pork or something like that. I don't know. If not, that sounds good. A red wine cherry reduction over either like a filet, a beef filet, or pork. For some reason, it feels like it would be better for pork, but I'm not really sure. So yesterday, I was complimenting a podcast, so I want to continue doing that because I ran out of time. And I'm going to look it up. Okay. I'm just looking to see if I can find this website. Cooking. Is it cooking? The collection.com? Cookingcollectionpod.com? Cookingthecollectionpod.com. I can't find it. Cooking through the collection. I'm just gonna... Oh, I found it. I just Googled it. I was trying to put in all the... I thought, oh, Googling it won't work. It's called Cooking Through the Collection. And... I have phlegm in my throat. Anyway, Cooking Through the Collection. It's Mel, who is a listener of this show and also The Gay Mix. And it's at cookthecollectionpod.com. And I'm really enjoying it. She talks about, she's a librarian who apparently went to culinary school. I don't know if she graduated culinary school or not, because I'm not sure that she said, and I haven't listened to all of the episodes yet. And I'm listening to them in a strange order because I'm going, oh, that looks like an interesting recipe, or that looks like an interesting topic. And I can't recall if I've listened to episode one yet. So maybe she says that in episode one. No, I have listened to episode one. I don't recall her saying that she did that. I love it. Her about page has lorem ipsum in it. For those of you who are web designers or who do anything with web. I'm just looking at it as we talk. Anyway, it's really good. It's very relaxing. There's a bit of an ASMR quality because she actually records herself while cooking, and you hear spoons, like when she pulls out the tablespoons and teaspoons and stuff like that to spice the food or add salt or pepper or whatever. You hear that when she's chopping, you'll hear her chop. When she's mixing, you'll hear her mixing. Anyway, and I find that soothing to hear all of those noises. And then over that, she's talking about the history of the dish, what she's doing, what the next step is, what she did to prepare. I'm finding it very, it's like listening to a Food Network show, but one of the ones back in the old day when they actually taught you how to cook, as opposed to now where it's all competitions. Not that I dislike the competitions, because I'm a fan. So yeah, go to cookthecollectionpod.com. There are links to subscribe there. You can also search for, I assume, Cooking Through the Collection. on your whatever podcatcher of choice is that you use. But I'm really enjoying it. So good job. Good job, Mel. Keep it going. She's a little bit hit and miss on publishing episodes. But, you know, it's a hobby. She can't be like me and do 5 days a week, you know? You know, it's like, plus I'm not cooking something 5 days a week. So, but I'm enjoying it. And you all should go and subscribe right now so that she has more subscribers. All right. So let's first look at contact, because we did have one text message. So we can go ahead and read that. Tony in Illinois says, my good friend Pecker will be calling in on the Gay Mix. I fully support him and can vouch for him that he is not AI generated. Smiley face. Huh. So, Tony, are you saying that you're calling in, you're one of the ones that call in or text or something? And no, because is it going to be an AI generated voice as well? I don't know. I'm at a loss. But are you admitting to something is what I want to say. I guess we'll find out on the Gay Mix, maybe on Friday. I don't know. I have not checked the voicemails for Gay Mix. I do that the day of because I'm a procrastinator. Also, people tend to call, especially Scott in Northern California, tends to call 5 minutes before the show. Hi, my name is Ray. So I'll use him as an excuse. I check them as close to time for the show as possible. So anyway, this is so typical of me, but I don't remember exactly where we got Kel Surprise with our review of the weekend. But Saturday night we went to my parents' house. I feel like I talked about this already, but I'm just going to, because I'm not 100% sure. I was told that last week I described the TV show that we were watching twice. Oh, Sweet Tooth. Two different episodes I described Sweet Tooth. So I don't know. I may be rehashing part of the weekend, but I don't feel like I've said this. Daniel had gotten us this Exploding Cats game. This card game. And it's kind of, in my mind, it's kind of like the level of difficulty of Uno or something like that, where you learn it really quickly. The instructions are right there on the cards. It has a very simple goal of what you're trying to do. And I thought, oh, that'll be good, because my parents are getting older and they just do not pick up new games as well, especially my mom. But I wanted to try something new. We were going over to their house for dinner, but for my birthday. And so we go over there, we have steak and baked potatoes and something, salad, rolls. Mom had made she calls it Baskin Robbins, but I learned recently that it's actually called an Arkansas possum pie. And I think it was on this very podcast that I might have learned that. But it's at least a version of that. It's got chocolate, like a chocolate pudding, a cream cheese, a pecan shortbread. And it has whipped cream on top and extra pecans and chocolate and whatever. And I like it. It's good. But Mom always described it as Baskin Robbins, and I think it was on this very show that we learned that possum pie is what it was actually called back in the day, and I don't know where the name Baskin Robbins came from, but it's, so we had possum pie for dessert. But anyway, I brought out the game, and they were, because what to do is written on the cards, and Mom needed to pull out her reading glasses because she wasn't able to read the cards, and then they were not getting it. We made it through one game, and then my stepdad was like, oh, well, that was interesting. That's good for now. So, I mean, it was 9 o'clock. either he just didn't like it or he was trying to wrap things up because maybe they wanted to go to bed. But I'm going to take it as that game was a dud. They did not enjoy Exploding Kittens. Mom, when we came in, and said, oh, maybe we can play Pinochle later. But Pinochle is one of the most complicated card games, short of like poker or something. And then she couldn't get something simple like Exploding Kittens. I don't know. Every time we play Pinochle, even though I've been playing Pinochle with my parents for years, I have to be reminded of the rules. Because I always forget what's a pair, what's a set, what's a run, oh, you've got to get meld, you've got to, you know, bid, and whoever wins the bid has to, anyway, it's crazy. But we play games, and then on Sunday, went to church, did the whole orchestra thing for the first time in a while, and came home, and I don't know, nothing, really, just relaxed. We planned Greece, which I'm pretty sure we did go over, but maybe we didn't. We have planned Greece, folks, except for hotels. For Rome and Athens. That's it. Two hotels. Maybe a train ride to get to the cruise ship. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 and text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.